All right. Welcome everybody to July monthly / quarterly chat for all our safari partners who are jumping on. How's everybody doing?
Thumbs up.
Everybody just seems like, yeah.
Benjamin Krista got a thumbs up. Brenda.
Is it hot where you're at? Are you jumping in a pool? Or are you staying cool?
Very
somehow, happy. Some way.
All right.
Well, show them. You went and got it. You like disappeared. And
so the other day, we did a quick position, and thank you to Karen and Martin. We have our own. Look at that. Our own flip ramp.
Mini flip ramp.
For our folks. So a huge thank you to those two for making that work. Look at that. Isn't that cool?
So you might actually start seeing positions on the flip ramp for those of you that have been asking what can be done on the flip ramp.
So
we now have something that we can actually use too.
We can actually share. And Pink and Floyd may make their debut again because this, I think it's actually proportioned actually really well for those guys.
Yes.
Compared to our other guys who are a bit smaller. Karen and Martin got...
Like, it was recorded. We're good.
I know, but they got dumped off. Oh. So I'm going to just show it while they jump on. Look, Karen.
Flip ramp.
Boom.
Flip ramp. Boom.
So that's for you guys. Thank you. It's so awesome getting that package.
And I got to say, it's fun to get a package where the logo on the return receipt is actually our logo.
It was actually our logo.
Color coded it and everything like that. How fun.
That's right. That's right.
Yay.
We are sweltering in Iowa. Yes. That's where Ross and Ashley live too, Christy and Eric. You guys are all in Iowa.
Wait. Comfy and sweltering don't necessarily go in the same sentence. So I've got two different couples in Iowa.
You like hot, sweaty temperatures, for my understanding.
Not humid.
Hot, not humid.
Yeah, it's humid. So maybe you wouldn't be comfy, but it's hot.
Okay, so hot is good. Hot is good, but there's a reason I like Arizona and not Florida. I prefer to go to Arizona and not Florida.
It's extremely humid and sticky. Like, my mom and I went on a walk this morning, and, like, we were walking moderate pace, but, like, drenched in sweat. It was gross. It was just gross.
Hey, I'm not going to complain.
Or walking to the mailbox, absolutely. Where do you guys live?
I was trying to type, and then I couldn't type fast enough. We live in Parkersburg, up by UNI in Cedar Falls. Where are you guys at?
Woodward, up northwest of Des Moines.
Oh, we go to Des Moines all the time.
There are plenty of people in the Midwest.
We're by the Trestle Trail Bridge.
Yeah. Hey, I'm just not complaining about the heat. There's no snow right now.
You trying to figure this out.
Pink and Floyd are a little bit better proportioned on this than these two guys, who they don't have any name, so I don't know.
That is not Pink and Floyd.
Yeah.
Yes.
These guys are not. These are no namers.
Oops. Oh, Tony.
She fell off. So that's all.
I really, Tony. I think now part of the monthly chat needs to be Pink and Floyd demonstrating the position post. Yes.
They're not as flexible though.
They're not as flexible. That's the problem with those two guys. That it's really tough to get them in positions where, like, even these guys are a little tough, like legs opening up and everything. Like, this dude can at least do that, you know?
Floyd can't. Floyd has no flexibility.
I may need to get, like, who of us remember Gumby? Like, I wish there was, like, somebody, like...
You mean Gumby or Pokey?
But I'm just saying, just somebody who's a little more stretchy and you can move.
Or Tony,
like,
the incredible arms part.
Tony's not flexible either.
Do you really think that we are all that flexible?
You want some Gumby? I got some Gumby.
No.
How do you have Gumby?
She has Gumby. Karen has Gumby.
No, very flexible.
Karen has every character ever.
There's Andrew. Existed. Oh, we get to see Andrew right off.
Hey. Yay.
There we go. Yeah.
Gumby.
So those are coming out.
Gumby, well, how do you get
the position, in all honesty, the position that we shared in the club the other day, we performed yesterday. Not on this one. You know, we use our actual size one, not this one.
And now you're just
awesome.
That's like a finger.
That is just like a finger.
All right.
All right. Boom.
Well, is there a way to make everybody?
Summer's in the house.
I used to do that.
Who has a win? Who has like an awesome win they want to share?
I put everybody on mute though.
All right, we can put everybody on.
What's this thing for?
I'm going to mute. All right.
Yeah.
Boom. All right, you guys are all on mute now.
Just that way. It's
like we don't need to go through everybody with a win, but if you got an awesome one, you want to share something, unmute yourself. And again, it doesn't matter if it's big or small. A win to you is your perception of what that win is.
Kind of like episode 600. And then the question that Ashley asked after that to celebrate the small wins.
My win is that Elisa has been kissing me more this week, more than I can remember. Because we're in our new series.
Seriously, the episode you guys dropped today was awesome. Like, your banter back and forth was great.
Well, we just recorded next week, so it's probably going to be like that again.
Yeah.
Look, this is a fun series for us.
Yeah. Although next week's is all the science behind a kiss.
Which is crazy, you guys. Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
All right, let's hear a win.
Yeah, your wins, not ours.
Your wins.
But you have to unmute yourself.
Mm-hmm.
All right, nobody wants to share a win.
No, somebody's gonna share. Come on, you guys. You guys got a win. Let's go.
All right, we don't have a win that relates to my marriage, but my son just graduated high school today, like a real live graduation.
Live, like ceremony and everything?
Ceremony and everything. They split the class in half. So they did like A through L in the morning and then M through Z in the afternoon.
That's awesome.
Got to see him walk and I'm
Yes.
I can't even It's awesome.
Yeah, that is super huge.
My heart is so happy for you.
Yes. That is huge. So great. Love it. Thank you. Mm. Thank you. Yeah. What a congratulations to everybody who got a walk there. Yeah. That's awesome. Love it.
So we'll say we have a win. So this week we've had pandemonium at the house like always, but this week we've had extra because we've had So we decided to clean out our basement, and then the dump guy's like, oh, we'll have cancellation tomorrow, like, you know, 20 hours notice. So we can come tomorrow instead of 2 weeks from now. And then we pulled up our linoleum because we're going to put tile down, and we found the original hardwood floor, 200-year-old white birch. And those guys said, oh, we have an opening this week. So we haven't been able to use our bedroom for 2 days. We've been sleeping in the living room on an air mattress while they're refinishing our floor. The furnace guy came and had to replace our entire flue from our furnace all the way to our fourth story chimney today. Bugs guy came. We had a crazy week, and we're still smiling ish.
Good. Yeah, I like the ish. And you're together in the car with nobody else though.
Nobody else.
Well, we just came back from worship practice.
We just came back from church, and I'm picking up some clothes because. We can't get to our bureau and we have no clothes. Yeah. So we did a Target order. Nice. I'm going to pick it up and hopefully they have everything so we can wear clothes tomorrow.
Yay.
There you are. So the win is you found like 200-year-old birch wood underneath the linoleum.
Yeah. White birch.
Okay. That's okay. I was just trying to figure out where the win was because that sounded like where it was.
The win is
Target's got clothes.
The win is we're smiling.
And we're
together alone. Shh, yeah. Don't tell anyone.
We're not. Trust me. Your secret is safe.
You guys are safe.
Your secret is safe. Go out tonight and win.
I'll go get that one.
Come on, you guys. Share a couple of wins. We got people still jumping in and jumping out. Okay. So it's all good.
Hello, everybody's jumping in.
Yeah.
I'm in Christine. Yay. See you dropping in down there.
Hello, you guys. All right. Is that it for wins? All right.
We're cool. I can share a little bit. I posted in the platinum. What's it called? Summit group. There we go. Because I know it's mixed. But just like Ross and I were not on the same page at all this past weekend. Like we were up till I think 2:30 on Saturday trying to resolve. And we didn't get anywhere. I mean, we got to a point where we could sleep, but it just wasn't good. So, you know, we just kept tackling it Sunday and then Monday. Tuesday, we finally got to connect physically, which was huge. And then we're making gains. So just a little setback, minor regression in Ross's words. So that's a win just to keep tackling the issue.
Yep. Yeah, that's huge, you guys.
Amen to that.
To have the just the knowledge, you know, that like when it got to 2:30. Oh, I lost them. They moved.
Yeah, that's right.
That when it got to 2:30, that you know, at some point in time, sometimes those nighttime fights, you just got to be like,
enough.
We're not going to make all the gains we would love to make tonight, but sleep is a good thing, especially knowing that your two beautiful girls are going to wake up the next morning, regardless of whether or not you've resolved it. So sleep is a good thing.
That's true. We should have had that, I don't know, come to realization moment at about maybe 11 or 11:30 instead of 2:30. Okay,
we were with your family. We didn't go
to a lot of family.
Our bedroom.
Was it after midnight?
Till after midnight.
Because we had fireworks around the lake and everything.
Oh, like, that's right.
We were up. We had a campfire. Yeah. We were talking.
It was worries I had. It wasn't a fight.
It was just
a discussion on things that I was tense about and the reasons why I wasn't as engaged as I typically am.
Right.
And she noticed it. So I talked about things and brought to her attention more. But just brought to her attention more of the reasons why I wasn't as engaged in the family than I typically.
Hey, so
we resolved it overall. I mean, but yeah.
We're good now, but that was our win.
Yeah.
Love it.
Awesome.
Nope. Tammy's raising her hand. What's up, Tams? Are you raising your hand? All right, there you go.
Yeah.
I like that.
I posted mine too, but we have a new generation coming up in our marriage here, huh?
Yeah.
So we've got our son just got engaged this week.
That's right.
That's a big win. The short version worked through a bunch of emotional stuff this week that was really hard. And so did that.
Nice. Yeah. Congratulations. You're going to have a girl in your family now.
I know, you guys. I'm going to have a girl.
It's awesome. Love it.
Yay. All right.
So we're going to jump in. We are going to talk about this month's position. Because this call too is challenging you guys. I know a lot of times we talk about the position post has grown. Hopefully you guys are digging it. We actually now have somebody who's designing that for us and is going to continue to work his magic on it. Elise and I are not designers, and we have been doing some variation of the position post since it started, when you founding folks who came in however many years ago now, when all we did was give a 3-page position post. That was the position post. It was called the monthly position of the month. And all it was like 3 pages with like 2 pages of pictures and then a rundown of what you guys see here. So the good piece is that we have somebody else jumping in. So it'll hopefully start looking more and more like a magazine, which is what our idea is. And hopefully we'll also see Pink and Floyd make their debut again on the flip ramp, because I think they will look much better than these two guys. This month is Cobra. So for those of you who are saying you're not flexible, I'm going to challenge you. It's a yoga position. It's where it gets its name from. So you can actually practice without even your spouse being around. If you need to take some time in the morning to just loosen up your back. Again, we're not doctors. You guys know the limits you can take. Don't hurt yourself, please. Like, you know, your back only goes so far because you've had surgery on it and there's some pins in your back or something, or there's some fusion of your spine. Be aware of that. You know, get into a position that feels good for the two of you, obviously.
Yeah. And whenever Tony starts doing the medical disclaimer, I'm like, okay, where's he going to go with this? And how far are we going down the medical disclaimer line?
Has anybody even tried it yet? We're 9 days in. So has anybody jumped in and picked it up yet?
Was it part of the 30-day challenge too at some point?
No, this is a brand new one. Yeah.
Sorry, Tony. We beat you guys to it. We've done that one many times.
Good. But, well, I wanted to go a little beginner. like advanced beginner, because some of our recent ones have been a little tougher with legs all over the place and people like, what's going on?
So but I will say that the flip ramp version of that doesn't work for us because of whatever height difference is.
Yeah, that would be.
Because Pink and Floyd, and they're like, yeah, they're really long, so it looks great. But
oh, on the one I posted done, from the rear?
Yeah, the Cobra, yeah. Yeah, because didn't you post Cobra on the the position thing?
No, nope.
Oh, I position month clip.
No, that was just a rear entry with,
okay, ramp. Something different. Well, we've done Cobra, though.
I thought it was Cobra, too, when he posted it on the ramp, so.
Yeah, see, not the only one. Oh. Thank you, Ashley.
He's pulling it up.
Nope, that's not Cobra. That's just a Pink and Floyd special.
But if you took the ramp away, it would be Cobra, wouldn't it?
No, because it's rear entry.
Oh, fair point. So we've done Cobra backwards. It's fine. Okay, well.
So that's a whole nother position. See how that works?
Here we go. Watch. I'm sharing screen. All right.
It's understandable because Pink's hard to tell exactly which way. You just have to look at her arms.
So you guys can see the computer. Yep. So this is just a rear entry. Legs are together. On this one, for purpose of – now, it really does make a difference here. Legs together, as you guys know, is just going to make it a little more tighter. So that's why I went that way with this one. But he's just –
And the fact that Pink's not so flexible, so she can't really, like,
right.
for her to
open her legs is a whole nother story.
Yeah.
So I don't, that's like.
You'd have to flip her over.
Yeah, that's like a bent over near rear entry with flip ramp. That's what we would call that one.
With flip ramp?
Flip ramp.
Oh, flip ramp.
That's what we would call that one.
Oh. Good thing he's got this recorded so that he can go back and listen to it. So when you see the position in a couple months, you'll know you heard it here first.
That was that one. So Cobra's is obviously a little bit more advanced beginner. Make sure you try it for those of you who need to like stretch out and everything prior. You can do that. Who did we lose? We lost Mark and Tracy.
Maybe they're in the camper.
No, they're at home.
They were
at home. All right. Hopefully they'll come back on.
Thank you to everyone that posted pictures of fireworks for those of us in San Diego that might not have had there just weren't any near us.
Yeah.
So we appreciate you all sharing your fireworks with us. So thank you very much. As we talked about having fireworks in the bedroom, that's also something for this month, different ways to have the fireworks in the bedroom, fun things to, you know, in the fun finds. Because like we said in the article, you know, it's you with fireworks, I mean, you have all of those different senses that are involved, right? Mm-hmm. So you can be, you know, we're talking about volume and being vocal with our spouses, right? Because we all sit there at fireworks and we ooh and we ah. And that actually is a really good strategy in the bedroom, right? If something is good, ooh and ah, because then whoever's delivering the pleasure actually knows, kind of like when you're at fireworks, right? They know it's good.
And this is a conversation that Elise and I are continuously having, especially we're in summer, so kids are around. And so how is that happening? And what are you doing to make sure that you're still getting those moments together? Because if not, one or both of you can get a bit frustrated possibly because you're like, wow, there was some vocalization and now there's not. Some of you may not vocalize at all or haven't yet. So I would really look at that and start to discuss that. And what does that look like for you guys? It definitely is something that is, that's challenging for a lot of couples. Really, we hear this a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Just because kids and maybe neighbors or this, that, or the other, but we believe that the two of you can come up with some sort of idea what that looks like for you guys. May not be all the time. You guys get in a place where it's not happening, ask, what is it? We did an episode.
We have Moan Out Loud, but then I thought there was
I was going to say. Moan Out Loud was, but I was thinking of one other.
There was one where we talked about. These guys probably know better than we do.
Because they've gone back and listened.
Like, it's so crazy. Right now, he's looking for a show, and he comes to the website, and it's, you know, things that's popping up there is 603, which is just. How is that even possible? We have sex.
Okay, noise. So, I swear, noises in the bedroom was one.
Hold on.
And the sound machine, something about that.
Yeah. Okay.
So there's one out loud. Yep. And then.
Noise. I just typed in noise.
Yeah. And we'll just see. Just because we know, just even where we're at right now with the kiddos being home a bit more, and how are we having that conversation? Where are you guys having it? Are you guys doing it during your coffee break, doing it during your walk and talk? Hopefully just even being on tonight, having both of you guys here together, it may be something where your next coffee break or your next walk and talk or your next drive and dive or whatever you guys are doing, it just becomes something where you're able to say, hey, you know what? Tony and Lisa did mention this. Where are we at?
Mm-hmm.
What's happening? What can we do? Fans, summertime for us, it's been nice in the evenings.
Yeah.
Like it cools off. Like our house can get down to like 72 just by opening it up at night. So there are fans like in the kids' room, in our room. We have the sound and sleep machine there. So those are obviously all options that help for us to be able to connect and vocalize with one another.
Yes. Okay. They're so cute.
The kiddos.
Ashton and Cade, like you guys make beautiful babies.
They do.
I'm just sitting here going, ah, cute babies. Cute babies.
So.
Are you still looking for shows?
I am. So is there anything you guys want to share? I'm gonna share an article though too, because I want you guys to see this.
And I love how you keep talking about the fact that the kids are home over the summer, but the reality is that kids have been home since like March.
So well, that's the like thing. It's buildup though. That's what I'm saying. It's just, it's been buildup. It's buildup. It's buildup. It's buildup. So what are we doing now? Like we all thought in March we'd be a month, maybe 2 weeks, you know, and now we're into July and many of us have lots on our plate, lots going on. And this may be one of those areas where it's just slipped away a little bit for you guys. You guys were at one point or another, and maybe it's just time to go, hey, you know, what's that like? Hey. What's this like for us to start talking about it again? You know, the kid is, there was a time, and I'll share, when we lived in our place in Poway, I mean, we shared a wall with Alex. And so we know what that's like, you know what I mean? So we had to deal with that then and over the years. And even now where we are, leaving your windows open and you want to get loud. I mean, the kids can, Abby's down the hall, but her windows, if it's open, I mean, she could hear us. So there's still concerns. And when we're looking at that and thinking about that. So what does it look like for you guys as you try the Cobra position?
And we also live, in San Diego, where houses are right on top of each other. So you're talking like what, 20 feet, maybe 30 feet in between houses. So
I love what Marty and Karen saying, this is our life. Love how we're intentional. That's what you got to do. Right. Yeah. And how are you guys intentional then? You guys going to unmute yourself?
Now they're like, oh, what did we say? Now they're going to call on us. Oh, well, hold on.
Karen,
we can't hear you yet. Hold on.
Yeah, how about now?
All right.
So how are you
intentional
that
about
that? Was not working, but this is working, huh?
Yeah,
we're having tech support here because
you guys are on two of them. Okay.
Yeah, like the computer ain't working, so we got the phone, but we got the sound here.
Okay. All right.
Use your phone.
Yeah, so we're trying to figure this out, but you know, basically we're slowly getting rid of a bunch of kids, you know. but you know, we have set bedtimes too. Like they have to go to bed at like 8, 9 o'clock. So we have actual time together and we wake up way before other kids, you know, they may wake up around 7, but we wake up around like 5:30. So, you know, we can have morning, we can have nights, you know, sometimes like when people are like, if you have the day off and other kids are at work and the little kids are occupied by the TV, then we just like, you know, okay. Like I think I read in the position post as much steal away for 10 minutes or so, you know?
Yeah.
Do whatever. Or go for drives in the car, you know? Oh, we got to go pick something up. But, you know, be intentional. You don't, like, you know, have to do the sex thing. You know?
falls in.
You can go make out. Tie into the whole kissing series. That's mm-hmm. good. That's good.
Yeah.
Yay. I love awesome. It. Thank you
for sharing that.
Yeah. All right.
Okay, so we don't have a sound machine, but Christine, we usually have music. And
okay.
Yep.
This is funny, but not funny. So we have a six-year-old who does not go to bed and is up at all hours of the night and takes pride in trying to stay up all night. But we've had two occasions where he thought something was wrong and came to the, mom, are you okay? What's going on? I mean, it was funny to us kind of, but he was sincerely concerned.
Oh, that's amazing.
I feel like we need to buy him the sound machine.
Yeah.
As opposed to, you know, so if anybody has any suggestions on that, because our house is paper thin, but I really felt bad. It's been in my heart because he was truly concerned.
Yeah.
He's too little to go into, you know, so it's like, yeah. Oh, just, you know, but.
Mommy's all good. That is actually something that not just for parents being able to have sex, but just to help kids sleep. I've read a lot of parenting articles that talk about having some kind of sound and sleep machine or a humidifier or something in their room that creates sound. And then it becomes it's something special just for them. Like this is, you know, and doesn't have to, like, even if you are just trying to get him to go to sleep because he's staying up all night or wanting to, you just like, this is actually going to just help relax you. It's not about going to sleep or anything like that, but you know, it's there, which brings you a measure. And it also ultimately will bring him a measure. But I know a lot of parents that will actually have some kind of sound fan, something in their child's room for that purpose. And added bonus, there's just an extra layer of sound when you want to have sex.
True. I mean, Abby has one in hers. Alex doesn't have any in his. He did when he was younger.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we had fans in everybody's room, plus our own, as one of those barriers so that people just, it's there. It's something. It's better than complete quiet.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. Awesome. Thank you for sharing, because that is truly what happens, right? Tammy, I'm going to mute them.
Yeah, so I know this will probably come as a shock, but I'm very, very loud, and I just don't care. So that's just never been a thing that I'm just like, whatever. I don't care what they hear. So. It hasn't ruined our oldest. He's doing great. And I've been loud his whole life. And when he was a younger teenager, he moved from the bedroom across from us to the basement. And he said that was worse because he could hear the bed. So, a couple of times he told us he would just tease about it. He didn't care. My parents are rabbits. It's fine. They're just like rabbits.
Love it.
I'm just saying, he's not ruined. So I'm loud. Like, no noise machine is going to help. So
there you go. So
answer to that question.
Or you go that side. Yeah. I mean, but that's cool. No, thank you very much for sharing that, Tammy, because that is, it's where's your comfort level? Mm-hmm. Where do you guys feel comfortable? And how do you approach it? Because as Elise and I have said it so often, we're each individuals. We've all come into this marriage as who we are, and we're making a life together. And what does that look like? One of you may be like, no, I want to be quiet. The other one's like, no, it's okay to be loud. What's that emotional intimacy you guys are choosing to walk down to make that somewhere where, and I don't want to say compromise, but there are times in our marriages where I think all of you would agree, even in our sexual intimacy, where there is a dance of, okay, hey, you feel good doing this, I'm going to honor that.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. Like, I'm okay with that. And then if you're talking about other areas and it's like, but I'd really like us to try this. Would you be willing to compromise or work with me here so that way we can get closer together? And that's stuff that Elise and I
to this day
work on all the time. So
to this day.
We got Tom and Christine. Hold on. Unmute you or unmute yourself, you guys.
There you go.
You guys are there. You're on.
Hi. We just wanted to ask the group maybe for some advice. I know we relate a little to Ross and Ashley when you're talking about having family over. So we had a lot of family over for the 4th, and it kind of messed up our plans, right? Our routine of what we're trying to do. And I mean, we're going to be traveling again this next week, and then there's more family the following weekend. So we just have a lot of family, a lot of travel. And how do you guys manage when you're not in your bedroom, like in like public sleeping areas, or lots of family, lots of stressful, more stressful in situations because you're around more than just your little family unit? Does anyone have any like input to try and help not neglect this when we're
right?
Great question.
With everyone else,
I think, I mean, aside from this past weekend, I was also on my period, and so there was just a whole lot else going on. But typically, so like, my parents have a lake house, that's where we were at, and so we used to sleep upstairs. And I, it's like, Tammy, you saying like you don't care, I admire that so much, because I'm like, our kids can know we're having sex like down the road when they're older, but I don't want them to see it and I don't want them to hear it. Like, that like freaks, like, oh my gosh, no. And so when we would have sex at my parents' house, so like
upstairs,
we were above them, but like the bedroom upstairs, like this side was under my parents and this side was my brother, but he wouldn't come down. So even though the bed was on this side, I would only let like Ross and I have sex on this side.
On the floor,
because I thought that my parents didn't know. I just found out a month ago that they still knew we were having sex. I'm like, oh my gosh. And then now we sleep in the basement because we have our dog.
We'll look for it.
But so we bring like our own like sex towels with us so we can still like have cleanup. What else do we do?
Cleaning up after sex. It's a show.
What? Yeah, cleaning up after sex.
I saw Ross's face. I'm like, cleaning up after sex. It's a show. We've talked about it.
Yep. We have the rendezvous kit that you guys offer.
I laughed because we actually forgot one time. And so we used the towel. Brought it home to wash it. And this was like 3 years ago.
Five, honey. At least five years.
And we brought it home to wash it. Washed it. Found it in some of my swimming trunk stuff, and we never brought it back.
Oh, but I couldn't throw it in the washer at my parents. I just couldn't. I don't know. Bring your own supplies and still make it. Still try and be intentional. I don't. I think the biggest thing, like for us too, is Tony and Elisa. What's the tool that you have? That's like, how many times are we going to have sex? How much money are we spending?
Oh, vacation planner.
I'm dropping that right now in the chat. That's called our vacation planner. And that's huge in terms of just setting those expectations for you guys. Because what does it look like for you guys? We've all been there. I mean, there was a time, you know, a couple of years ago when we were in Puerto Rico and we were staying at Elisa's parents, and you know, you're out there and yeah, I mean, you got mom and dad, the door next to you, you're in one, Abby's across the way, Alex is down the hall.
And, well, like this close, I'm like, and yeah.
Right, and so what we've come to realize over the years is if we just leave it up for chance, there's gonna be those frustrations. Mm-hmm. And so we came up with our vacation planner for this whole purpose, to be able to like, let's talk about the intimacies, all of them, and just be on the same page. And if something happens where we can get away or we can sneak away or something of that nature, let's be fluid enough to allow that to happen. Or if mom and dad say, hey, you know, we're gonna take the kids for an hour and we're gonna run to go get ice cream with them and blah, blah, blah. It's just sort of like, game on, go have fun. You know, we're just gonna chill and relax. And it's sort of like getting them out of the house as fast as you can and locking every door and making sure you guys have a quickie or something to go.
Yeah.
Those are sort of the backup plans. But really being able to just talk with one another and going, all right, well, we are in a season of just a little bit of travel and people are around. And so what are we going to do? Are we okay with doing a quickie in the shower? Mm-hmm. Like, are we willing to adjust right now? It's not as emotionally connected. It's not all like orgasms and everything's going on. And yet, do we still get to connect?
Mm-hmm. And just having the conversation. I mean, it might also be, do you adjust the intimacy lifestyle?
Mm-hmm.
For this season, you know, if you were, I'll just take our example. So if we were like at twice a week, but we, you know, are splitting weekend days and things like that, it might actually be one of those things where we're like, okay, you know, for the next couple of weeks between travel and people at the house and everything, what if we just go once a week, but we're being really intentional about what those days mm-hmm. are? Because it's your intimacy lifestyle. You get to actually make all the rules.
Yeah.
But it's having those conversations around it so that you can be like, oh, because we've had way too many mm-hmm. vacations where we didn't discuss it ahead of time. And while that makes for a really great podcast after the vacation, when Tony and Lisa are talking about how dysfunctional they were and how the vacation went south again, we've learned that if we just put a little intention on the front end of it, then it's so much easier to navigate. And even when things go awry, like, I mean, we still have vacations where not everything goes as planned. Doing that vacation planner, because one of the questions on there talks about, like, if we have conflict, how are we going to handle conflict? How are we going to make time to connect with each other every day? And just that intentionality on the front end of a trip, when you're like trying to remember, do we have all the sippy cups and do we have diapers and do we pack all the snacks? It's like, oh, but wait, what is this going to look like on vacation too? So.
Yep. Our last one, we went to Arizona in May for Memorial Day. I mean, Elise and I were pretty clear with one another, even though we were there for six days. I mean, we were pretty clear just because we had a household of five teenagers. That we were going to have sex once, and we knew it was most likely going to be pretty, like, it wasn't going to be like earth shattering, like swinging from the chandeliers. Like, it was just, and it's okay because we come off of that going, hey, well, what does it look like on the backside of that? Another great example for us is, now this isn't family, but when we do conference out of state, man, there's just so much buildup to it. The entire time we're there, we're really pouring into the people that were around. Obviously, the day of, it's pouring in. We got our team. We got, if we're at, like, pastors and other folks around, so we're doing dinners and all that. And so we go into those just sort of knowing, like, yeah, that's 4 or 5 days, and we're just going to preload ourselves and just know that we're not having sex over that period of time, and then we're going to postload. So as soon as we get back, you know, it's like, okay, cool. But that's for a shorter period of time. So it depends on where you guys are at.
Such a funny term, postload. Is there, okay, Ross and Ashley, is there a travel sleep and sound machine?
There is.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. I have not.
I know there's a smaller one of, like, the one you guys recommend. There's like a travel size one. I just didn't know if anybody had it.
There's even times when we've legitimately just packed ours.
We have.
We have packed ours also. We've taken it on 2 different trips.
Yeah.
And then actually, we don't travel a lot, but on Christmas Eve, we usually spend the night at his parents' house. And not every year, but a lot of years, we've been able to do it in his old bedroom and try to be quiet. And it's really like, because I'm pretty loud too, but when I have to be very quiet and I'm trying not to be obvious at his house, in his old bedroom.
Yeah.
But it's been pretty exciting. So.
We all have our stories, don't we?
We
all have our stories, and mom and dads and kids and nieces and nephews and brothers and sisters. We all have those stories. I love what Karen Marty said. Alexa too, if you have a little one of the little dots, or if you take Alexa with you, you can obviously use that.
I wonder how much Alexa hears. Just saying.
Oh, Alexa hears everything.
Just saying.
I mean,
just gotta be careful what your
phone. Maybe if you have your phone and then you bring a Bluetooth speaker with it, you could use that. For those of you who like music, I mean, Elise and I have done numerous episodes on trying to introduce music, like actual music to our bedroom. It ain't happening.
I'm working on the kissing thing. Like, let's not get
music,
like,
is
so
not happening.
Now we've got kissing. Now we're raising it up to the music level. Like, you just asking. Like, I think you should be. I think the kissing thing would be amazing.
Yeah. Benjamin, you got something to say? Were you going to say?
I was going to say, I've heard you guys talk about music plenty of times on the podcast and everything, but music can add something too, though. There's something about changing rhythms and.
I agree, dude.
Driving music, I mean, that adds to it.
You don't need to tell me. You got to talk to her.
It's me. I get
we need the right playlist. That's all.
Yeah. We need the right marriage coach.
You have to have songs that don't have words that you can sing along to.
Right.
That's, yes.
Right. Yeah.
I married a drummer. Lots of drums.
Yeah. You gotta have songs that have a good rhythm that goes on for about 10 minutes.
Yeah.
There you go.
That's,
there you go.
There you
go. Everyone's got solutions.
There you go. Is that? This is it.
That's,
I think,
the travel?
Yeah.
That looks like the travel thing.
I'm going to just share the travel sound and sleep machine.
The electro fan.
If I can get it to come up over here.
Oh, my gosh. I'm working on one skill development at a time. And so right now it's kissing. So the music thing and being able to tolerate music, we'll just have to wait on that. So. So
yeah, it's just one of those things, you know. But for those of you who love it, enjoy it. Yeah. Continue to use it.
Because if you're waiting for music, you could be waiting a long time to have sex. Just saying. That's what you're waiting for.
And so. Those are those moments when you just sort of go, hey, it's all right. No. So, yeah, see, people got playlists. If you want to share them up in the group, go share your playlist on the group. I'm sure everybody would love it again. Yeah. You know, look it up on.
Wow,
on
Marty and Karen are like probably listening to something right now. They're making out.
Mm-hmm. So, all right. You guys good? Any last thoughts? Anything you guys want to share? We'll let you guys go and enjoy another beautiful summer evening. Maybe fireside. Maybe some of you are going to go grab dinner. I know us in the California area are going to go grab dinner.
That would be. Hey, like can we Shelby guys turn you our floor?
Oh, I thought we were walking through the house.
I was like, what's Lynn doing? Like,
hold on.
Are we going to your bedroom? It's dark. Oh, whoa.
Wow.
That was linoleum 2 weeks ago.
So they put tar paper over it with linoleum and a
subfloor
and then more linoleum. We just happened to find this.
Wow.
That's beautiful.
And it goes throughout.
Wow. That's crazy. To think in the 70s, they put linoleum.
It's already in our house, but now it's everywhere.
You guys, that's awesome.
That's so
that's
great.
Why we can't use our bedroom for a couple days.
That's worth it.
Well, thank goodness for Target.
Yep.
Okay.
Target, yeah.
Finch. So wonderful.
All right, you guys. What a great time. You guys all look hot.
Yeah.
We are too. So enjoy the pools. We love seeing all you guys in your pools.
Pools,
all you
lakes.
Guys who are, yeah, you got your lakes, your pools. All you guys out there on your bikes and everything.
All the ATVs.
We got little babies just like.
Oh, it's bath time.
We got little babies just like hanging out in the bath. With the.
She's so happy.
Just hanging out. Hey, and all of you who are sticking with your Stride or whatever app you're using, get on it. Oh, yeah. And then one last thing we're going to share real quick. Because a couple of you. We did our 5-day intimacy challenge. We opened up the new program. But within that, we had the date box / romance box / like intimacy box and the text messages. And a number of people have asked about that. So we wanted to share this with you guys if it's something you want to jump on. We broke it out of that because a number of you were like, we want just that. And so we were like, all right, how can we make it happen? So this past month, we had a cool date night box. And we're just going to share it real quick. It was all this Hawaiian theme. And also, so it's just all these cool things. You get like recipes are in it. You get to make your own candle, like your own little coconut candle. There's this cool, like, virtual reality
tour of Hawaii.
And you put your phone on the back of that and you go into this app and you get to look through it and there's a lei and all these sort of things or a hand deal.
So the idea behind it was that we, over the years, we've had a lot of folks say, hey, what about a date box? What about romance? What about intimacy? And we also know that, you know, there are a lot of places out there where you can find a box, but one of the things that we've done over the years is really cultivate all of these different romantic messages. And so it was, how are we able to really bring this all together for couples that don't just want a box to appear, but also want to have that like weekly romance and be able to not just deliver it to one spouse so that, you know, or the same message to both spouses, but we've actually set it up. So like the weekly text messages, husbands are getting one message and wives are getting another so that and there's actions in there and there's things to do to romance one another. So we put this all together. I know Tony's going to put the link for it. But if you guys have any questions, I mean, we've heard from so many folks that, you know, doing this, we actually broke it into some micro dates just because of COVID and things like that. So just different little things where, you know, like one night was the virtual reality. I'm like, what is that thing called? The virtual reality, you know, just kind of taking a tour of Hawaii because Tony's been there and I haven't. And then there's also, you know, make a candle and have a drink. And then we did, you know, we had another one with the dinner and there was a hand ceremony in there just for unity and love and things like that. And so it's just a really neat way to combine that with the weekly messages, text messages and stuff to really just elevate romance coming out of that romance series that we did
So if you're interested, I just threw the link in there. You can look at it. It's not only date boxes either. Like, we're one extraordinary marriage, so we're talking about sex. So we're gonna be pulling together like some sex toy bundles and things of that nature so that folks can have fun there and sharing more about that. And the cool thing is, part of it is we're gonna be making, we've heard from folks just going like, hey, well, how do we do this and how do we do that? So we're gonna be making videos. So it's not like you just pick this thing up and like, what do I do? We're gonna make videos and all that. So if you're interested, email support@oneextraordinarymarriage.com. Mm-hmm. Always. Anytime something's not going on, working, support@oneextraordinarymarriage.com. Heather will jump on it and then let me, Richie, or whoever else on the team.
She makes it all better.
So it's cool. If you want to jump on it, you can. If not, you don't have to.
Yeah, we just wanted everybody to know because there were some folks that were like, hey, what's that romance package?
Right.
So we wanted to make sure because we had it sitting here on the desk. I'm like, oh, we got to remember to tell them. So now you can wrap up.
All right. So with that, you guys have yourselves a fantastic evening. For those of you who are going to do Cobra tonight, good on you. Make it happen. For those of you who are going to just hang out tonight, good on you as well.
All right.
Love you guys. What's up? Oh, hold on.
I think, let's see if they hop on.
We may have Kyle and Katya. Hold on. You don't need to scream in my ear.
Sorry.
Kyle.
We just looked up and saw that you guys were waiting. I'm so sorry if you were waiting a long time. Hold on.
Unmute.
Yeah, I just joined.
Everyone, okay, good. Because I was like, oh, did we miss that? Because we were so focused on the screen. Hello.
Hello from India.
Yeah.
Well, we're hello
just rolled out of bed.
It's early morning there.
Wow.
Yeah, it's 6:22 for us.
Okay.
Wow. How are you guys doing?
Good. We've been here almost 2 weeks, so we're pretty much adjusted to the time, and we're still on our quarantine, so we haven't left our house really. Okay. But Saturday, tomorrow. Today's Friday for us. So we're going to venture out tomorrow. So we're excited about that.
So awesome. Great. So for those of you that don't know, Kyle and Katya are now in India for a military assignment there. And so super excited to see them pop on. They've got this wonderful new bathroom in their place in India with, you know, like an incredible tub and
shower. Who was asking about the fan? Who was that? Like we were looking at it, we're like, is there a fan in the?
Oh yeah, there. I mean, there's a fan in every room, including the bathrooms. But the reflection made it look like there was a fan in the shower.
Like, yeah, oh, okay. Exactly.
Okay, I'm like, I missed that.
We're like, why is there a fan in the shower? But yeah.
Yeah.
How's Katya and the girls?
They're great. Everyone's still sleeping, but they're all adjusted. Everyone except for me has gotten sick already from accidentally drinking water or. Something like that.
Okay.
So yeah, there's only one faucet in the house that's safe to drink from. So like bath time is really hard for the kids. We want to make sure they don't put any water in their mouth. But it's quick. Only lasts like 12 hours. And
you might as well get it sooner than later, right?
Well, it takes a while to adjust. So I don't know that getting it sooner really helps, but.
Okay.
Because from what I've read, it's like a year and a half or so before your body actually gets used to it.
Okay.
So.
And how long are you guys there for?
2 years.
Okay. So you have 6 months.
Oh, yeah. 6 months.
Ever the optimist, this one.
So you have 6 months of being clear and free. Oh, man. So good that we were able to see you, dude.
Yeah.
I know it's probably you guys are probably about to sign off, but I just wanted to jump on and say hey.
Well, we are about to sign off, but I'm so glad that we saw that you had jumped on, and I'm really appreciative that you took that couple of minutes early in the morning
to jump on
and say hello to everyone. Because I
just actually wrote a comment on your post. I was like, I read it and did the math, and I was like, oh yeah, well, I'll join probably a little bit late. And then I looked and I was like, oh, that's happening right now.
nice. Well, we all appreciate hearing your voice. It's wonderful to see you, and our love to Katya.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah, good to see you guys.
All right, you guys. Have yourselves a fantastic evening. Love all you guys. Such a great time seeing you this month. All right, we'll catch you in the group. Love you guys.
Bye.